Normally, I would apologize for everyone because of the heat, mainit. Wala tayong kuryente ngayong araw na to. The brownout starts at 5. Talagang tinignan ko kanina, 5 o'clock nag-umpisa. Babalik daw to mamaya 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. pa babalik ang kuryente. So we have a generator para may ilaw tayo and my microphone and the music. Kaya hindi masyado malakas yung mga electric fan natin. Okay? I will not apologize kasi pati ako damay naman eh. Lahat-lahat tayo, di ba? Mahihingi ako ng apology kung kayong naiinitan, tsaka ako naman malamig dito, malamig. Hindi, lahat tayo naiinitan. Okay? Mamaya nito, pagkatapos ng misa, tatanggalin ng mga deacons yung vestments ko. Pwede mo nang i-dilig sa halaman yung pawis. Okay? But praise God, Christianity is not a life of convenience. Nasanay talaga tayo na ang buhay Kristiyano natin, ginagawa natin, we try to make it as comfortable as we can. There's nothing wrong with that. Kaya minsan pag nag-uupo tayo, naghanap tayo ng upuan na komportable tayo. There's nothing wrong with that. But we have to realize that Christianity is not for comfort. The Lord said that in this life, as you follow Christ, you will have trials and tribulations. It's not comfortable. Christianity is not a comfortable way of life. This is something we need to understand. Kasi minsan ang pinaglalaban talaga natin, yung comfort at convenience natin. Christianity is a way of life that leads us to holiness. Amen? Yan ang pinaka-goal ng buhay na ibinigay ni Kristo sa atin. That we will become holy before God. Whether we are comfortable, whether it is convenient or not, that is not the question. The question is, are we living a holy life? Amen? Yan ang purpose ng Christianity. Kaya itong araw na to, kanina pa lang, pawis na ako. Nasa banyo pa lang ako naliligo. Hindi pa ako nagtatawel. Pinapawisan na ako. Okay? And much more when we come here, it's not comfortable. It's not convenient. Mas masarap pa siguro mag-beach tayo ngayon, di ba? Mas komportable sa beach ngayon. But you see, we choose to come here even though it's not comfortable, it's not convenient. Because we know that God wants us to be here today. Amen? That is holiness. Holiness is about your love for God. We are not holy because we are perfect people. Hindi po yan ganyan. Holiness is not about perfection. We become holy because number one, we know that God loves us. Alam nyo na ba yan? Alam nyo na bang mahal na mahal kayo ng Diyos? Kung nagdududa pa kayo, tingnan nyo yung cross palagi. Because yung cross na yan, magpapaalala sa atin lahat yan kung gaano tayo kamahal ng Diyos. Pati buhay niya, ibubuhos niya para sa atin. We know that God loves us. And the second thing we have to understand, if God loves us so much, can we not reciprocate? Hindi ba natin pwedeng suklian yung pag-ibig ng Diyos sa atin at mahalin din natin siya? Amen? That's the reason why we are here. That's the reason why we worship God on a Sunday. It's not because we want to be entertained. It's not because we want to be blessed. It's not because we want na hindi pakialaman ng Diyos ng buhay natin. You know, gusto ko talaga, Lord, wag mo na akong pakialam. Ganda-ganda na ng buhay ko ngayon. No, we come to church because we love God. And we know God longs for us. God waits for us. And because we know that, we also love God. Yan ang rason nandito tayo. Mainit man, nagbabaga man ang ulo natin, walang problema. Lord, nandito ako para sa'yo. Amen? Our second candle is lighted, that is the candle of faith. And like I've said, itong simbahan na to, tinuruan talaga tayo ng obispo natin na manampalataya. Bishop Ricardo has been teaching us the principles of faith, and many of us have really taken off in life dahil sa mga aral at turo na yun sa atin about faith. Some of you have lived your life on that foundation of faith. And I will be grateful always to our bishop who taught me the principles of faith. Gamit-gamit ko yung mga prinsipyo na yan sa buhay ko. But many of us, we use our faith for God's blessing to come into our life. How many of you use your faith to receive the blessings of God? Very good. Amen? That's so good. Natuto tayong gamitin yung pananampalataya natin to receive the blessings of God. I have learned to receive blessings upon blessings, not only for myself, but for my family and my children. It's a wonderful thing to know how to receive God's blessings. We all know that God, it is His pleasure to give us the kingdom. Amen? God wants us to be healed. God desires for us to prosper. God desires for us to be restored and forgiven. God desires for us to be united with our families. God wants to heal relationship. These things are in the heart of God for you. But how come we do not experience them? It's because we have a hard time accepting and receiving these gifts. Hindi tayo marunong tumanggap. Parang bata ba? Binigyan siya ng ninong niya ng cheque. Christmas, lumapit yung bata sa ninong niya. Sabi niya, mano po, ninong. So nagmano, ang ibig sabihin po ng mano po, ninong, pahingi ng regalo. Yan ang meaning niyan. Tumawa si Sela. Oh. Amaya, meron ka. Bigyan kita ng jacket. So mano po, ninong. So ginawa ng ninong, kumuha ng cheque. Aba, sumulat sa cheque yung ninong. Alam mo sinong tuwang-tuwa? Oo, tama. Yung nanay. Yung bata, hindi natuwa. Bakit? Hinahanap niya yung violet eh. Ba't hindi violet yan? Bakit hindi dilaw yan? Kumuha ng papel yung ninong, sumulat. At sinulat ng ninong doon. Sabi niya, anak, hindi kita nabigyan last year. Sasabayin ko na ngayon. Nag-issue yung ninong ng 25,000. 25,000 regalo niya sa inaanak niya. So kinuha ng bata yung 25,000 na cheque. So sabi ng nanay, ay, thank you, ninong, thank you. Tapos sabi ng nanay sa anak, akin ang cheque. Diba? Surrender ka agad. Buti pa yung pare, tights lang. Ang hinihingi, yung nanay, buo. Akin na yan, cheque mo. Ayaw ibigay ng bata. Sabi ng bata, hindi, bigay ni ninong to. So sabi ng nanay, baka mahulog yan. Hindi, akin to. So hinawakan ng bata. So habang naglalaro, laro, 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 hala, enjoy, party, party. Pag uwi na sa bahay, sabi ng nanay, sana yung regalo ni nining mo? Sabi niya, dito lang yun kanina, o kanina pa yun. Saan na ngayon? Nawala ang cheque. Nawala ang cheque. So nagkagulo. Pinahanap, 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 walang checking nakita. The check was lost. Amen? Galit na galit yung nanay. Yung bata, parang wala lang. Wala namang value yung cheque. You see, it's the same thing with us. God is giving us so many gifts in our life, but we don't know the value. We know the price. Yan ang problema ng tao ngayon. Alam natin yung presyo. Kaya pag binigyan ka ng regalo, ay, sagaysano to. 99.50 to. O, alam mo yung presyo. But the value of the gift came from the heart of the giver. 99 pesos lang yan. Pero alam mo yung nagbigay niyan, wala ng pera. Yun niya yung last money niya, binili niya ng regalo para sa'yo. The value of the gift is much greater than the price sometimes. We don't value the gifts of God, that's why we don't receive them properly. Kaya minsan, nagkakaletche-letche na yung pamilya natin, nagkakaletche-letche yung buhay natin, because we did not receive the gift of God that is supposed to take care of your life's problem. Hindi mo tinanggap. Kasi hindi natin alam yung value. Kung tinanggap man natin, hindi natin nagamit. Because we don't know how to use the gift. It's the same thing that God has given to us. In our gospel today, we see this in our lives, that the faith we have, we use it for God's blessing to come in our life. And I really enjoy that. I really enjoy it. Sometimes, merong isang bagay na gustong-gusto ko at may pera akong pwede kong bilhin. I can use my money to buy it. But sometimes, I make it a faith project. Sabi ko, Lord, hindi ko bibilhin yan. Hihingiin ko lang sa'yo. And I will ask God for it and believe God for it. Well, hindi mo nakukuha ka agad. Pero alam mo, after a week, after 2 weeks, it comes to me. At doon akong tuwang-tuwa. Bakit? Bakit? Gumagana yung pananampalataya ko. Umaandar pala. Okay? Now, have you checked your faith lately? Is it still working? Is your faith still working? Or puro na lang pera ang ginagamit mo? Okay? Minsan, gamitin rin natin yung pananampalataya natin. But faith is not only to be used to receive the gifts of God. Amen? Hindi lang yan ang gamit ng pananampalataya. There is a use for faith that is much more important. And what is that? Our faith, we can use that to prepare the way of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Kaya nga, nagmi-mission tayo sa church. Because in our mission, there are people who cannot come to Christ. There are people who will never come to Christ. They will never come to church. So anong ginagawa natin sa church? If they will not come to Christ in the church, we will bring Christ to them. Dali natin si Kristo sa kanila. Alam ko naman, pag nakilala nila si Lord, di ba? Noong una, ayaw mong lumapit kay Lord eh. Noong nakilala mo si Jesus sa buhay mo, nako, di ba? Nakaka-inlove yung taong yan. And you followed Him now. Sumusunod na kayo sa Kanya. Ganon din yan sa iba. Ayaw nilang lumapit kay Jesus. Dalhin mo si Jesus sa kanila. Bring the Lord to them. And once they begin to know Jesus, one of these days, they will also follow Jesus. They may never come to our church. Okay lang. But they will come to Christ, and Christ will put them in other communities or sometimes in our own community. Do you understand what I'm saying? But it takes faith. It takes faith to prepare the way for the Lord that He can come and go to other people. That is where we do not use our faith. We use our faith only for the things we want to acquire in life. Kaya tuwang-tuwa ako pag nakikita ko, you know, a bishop, nagpray ako kay Lord, may bago akong kotse, yay! Di ba? Tuwang-tuwa siya, faith niya. Tapos sabihin ko, pwede ba gamitin yan? Mag-mission tayo, mukhang maganda yung kotse mo. Hindi po, baka masira. Huwag na lang po. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, we use our faith for things, for ourselves. There's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes we become selfish. Amen? Pinapaikot natin yung mundo sa sarili natin. We use our resources, we use our spiritual resources, yung mga marunong magdasal, you know? May mga tao talaga marunong magdasal. Pero yung dasal naman, araw-araw, Lord, give me, 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 give me. Yun lang palaging hinihingi kay Lord. Palaging ganyan lang sa Diyos, di ba? Hindi pa tayo lumapit sa Diyos, agdagdasal at sabi mo sa Kanya, Lord, eto sa akin. Hindi ako nang hihingi, Lord, nagbibigay ako. Anong kailangan mo, Lord? Anong kailangan ng simbahan? Anong kailangan ng community? Anong kailangan ng pamilya ko? I will put. We should use our faith to prepare the way of the Lord. In the first advent, when Jesus Christ came to this world, there was a forerunner. Ano, alam mo yung forerunner? Yung nangunguna muna. Bago dumating yung hari, merong nauunang tao at ina-announce niya, sinasabi niya na may hari na parating. Okay? This week, I was in Iloilo. Nagmisa ako doon. There was this big company who invited me to share the word to them and to celebrate the Eucharist there. Pagdating namin ni Deacon Boy doon, nagulat ako. Meron ng tarpaulin at nandun yung mataba kong muka. Sa tarpaulin, sabi ko, saan nila kinuha yung picture? Sabi ko, saan kayo kumuha ng picture? Ba't may picture na sa tarpaulin? Welcome, Bishop Father. Oh, galing, ano? Bishop Father. Welcome, Bishop Father June Peñalosa. Speaker, topic, you know? Tapos yung mukha ko nandun, ang taba-taba. Sabi ko, saan kayo kumuha ng picture? Sa YouTube, Bishop. Kinuha nila sa YouTube yung picture ko. Sabi ko, sana nagsabi kayo kasi meron akong mas maganda. Cute ako dito, cute. Well, anyway, nandun na yung picture. There was someone who announced my coming. There was someone telling everyone, prepare, prepare, Bishop is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry, you know. Jesus Christ, when He came for the first time to us, He did not come instantly, but there was a forerunner who announced His coming, and that person was assigned by God. That's why in the first reading of Malachi, sinasabi na to, there is one voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Nandun pa lang yan sa Old Testament. And it was fulfilled when John the Baptist came. So John the Baptist was the man who prepared the way for the Lord's coming. Sabi niya, in the wilderness, when Jesus came and the announcement came by John the Baptist, it was not in the temple. The announcement came in the wilderness. Saan ko nakilala si Jesus? Hindi po sa loob ng simbahan. I remember in my own life, I was in a wilderness. Nandun ako sa isang lugar, a wilderness. That's where I heard about Jesus because somebody announced. Amen? And the scripture says that John, he will make a highway in the wilderness. Every valley will be lifted up. Every high hill will be brought low. You know, when you enter a jungle, when you enter a wilderness, especially in the Judean wilderness, kung saan si John the Baptist nagturo, ang daan dyan ganun. Up, down, up, down. It's so difficult to go there. Mahirap po pumunta doon. But the scripture says that He will make a highway in the wilderness. Every valley will be exalted. Every high hill will be brought low. Everything will be leveled so that it will be not so difficult for you to go there. The crooked road, sabi niya, yung daan. You know, when you are in the wilderness, when you're in the jungle, wala kayong makikitang daan na straight. Iwas-iwas yan eh. May malaking puno, iwas kayo, liko, liko dito, liko doon, ganyan. Kaya ang tagal mong dumating doon sa paroroonan mo kasi ang karsada paikot-ikot. But it was prophesied that John the Baptist will prepare a highway for the Lord. Every crooked path will be made straight. Every rough road will be smooth. What is he trying to say here? It was prophesied that on the first coming of Christ, John the Baptist will prepare for the way of the Lord. Now, eto, tapusin ko na. Jesus will come again. Do you know that? Do you still believe that? Yeah, that's why every year sineselebrate natin ang Advent. Kasi minsan hindi na tayo naniniwala sa sobrang tagal. But we have to renew our faith. Christ will come again. Christ has died. Christ is risen today. Christ will come again. Amen? Now, the second time Jesus will come, someone has to announce His coming. There should be a forerunner that will announce the coming of Christ. Sino yun? Huh? Okay, very good. May sumagot, church. When you talk of the church, hindi yan sila. Kasi minsan tayo, sa church, sila. When you talk about the church, it's us. It's us. The second time around Jesus will come, He requires us to prepare the way in the wilderness for Him. Amen? To make every valley and every high hill low, to prepare the way, to make every crooked path straight, to make every rough road smooth for the Lord. In other words, this is it. You pave the way so that Jesus can come to other people. Gagawa natin ang paraan. Gagawa natin ang daan na si Kristo makilala when He comes. Amen? Amen. Now, etong problema. We need faith to do that. We need faith to prepare the way for the Lord. And some people, they have used their faith for a long time only for themselves, that they don't know how to use their faith for others. Di sila marunong. Amen? We need to prepare the way for the Lord, for others to know Jesus. Alam nyo, yung daan na pinagdaanan ko, the road that I went through to know Christ was difficult. Ang hirap talaga ng pinagdaanan ko sa buhay bago ko nakilala si Kristo. It was a wilderness for me. I ran away from home. Naglayas ako. Ang bait ng magulang ko, ang bait ng mga kapatid ko. Naglayas ako. And I did so many things that I am not so proud of. There are things that I did in my past that I'm so ashamed na nagawa ko yun. Hindi maganda. Kaya nakilala ko si Kristo, pero wilderness ang pinagdaanan ko, ang hirap. Kaya ngayon mga kapatid, I spend my life and the remaining years of my life, I will spend it on making it easy for others to find Jesus. Mahirap kasi yung daan ko bago ko nakilala si Kristo. Kaya inaayos ko yung daan para sa iba na pag hinanap nila si Kristo, hindi sila mahihirapan masyado. That's what the church is supposed to do. Huwag mong pahirapan ang tao makilala si Kristo. But you see, that's the problem with many Christians today. We make it so difficult for others to come to Christ. pinapahirapan natin. Pag nagmimisa tayo, pag nagmisa, dapat luhod lahat, luhod. Eh, paano yung iba? Masakit ang tuhod. Ay, hindi, hindi. Kasi pag nagsimba kating sa Diyos ay gasakripisyo kating karon, eh, dapat pa talaga sumakit ang tuhod mo. Papalakpak ba si Lord? Ay, kahit masakit ang tuhod niya, lumuluhod siya, papalakpakan ka ni Lord. Hindi po ganyan. If you cannot kneel down, that's why I said, if you can't kneel down sa mga senior citizen, brothers and sisters, don't kneel down anymore. Just put your hand in your heart, you know. Nagagalit ba si Lord pag hindi tayo lumuluhod? Hindi po. Hindi po yan. Don't insist. Don't try to make a religion out of your relationship with God. Yan ang mahilig tayo, may relasyon tayo sa Diyos. Gagawa natin ng maraming ritual. Gagawa tayo ng maraming rules and ritual para lumago ang relasyon natin sa Diyos. Ang nangyayari, sa sobrang daming ritual, ang hirap na makipagrelasyon sa Diyos. Mahirap na. At may mga tao ngayon, mas mahal nila yung ritual nila kaysa Diyos. They love their rituals, they love their religion more than they love the Lord. Amen? Nung kumakain ako doon sa isang table, lahat ng mga tao sinasabi ng bantay doon, sabi niya, huwag kayong lumapit. Si Bishop ang nakaupo dito. Si Bishop. Eh sabi ko, kaya pala, minsan kumakain ako, wala nang lumalapit sa akin. Minsan naiisip ko tuloy, baka may diferensya na yung kilikili ko. Walang lumalapit. Because someone is telling them, huwag kayong umupo dyan, kay Bishop yan, kay Bishop. Ba't yung pinapahirapan? Diba? Diba? Pag nagsimba ka, dapat ganito. Pag nagsimba, dapat ganito. Dapat pag ganito, ganito. Sa sobrang dami ng dapat, hindi na tayo nakakapagsimba properly kay Lord. We make it difficult for others to come. Minsan, sinasabi natin, tanggapin mo si Lord para maging happy yung buhay mo. Tapos ikaw naman, miserable. Tanggapin mo si Jesus para maging happy ka. Sabi ng tao sa kanya, kagaya mo. Hindi kagaya nila. We live the example of Christ. I invite our young children to serve the Lord. Etong year na to, and for the remaining years of my life, I will try to encourage our children to serve God. Amen? Hello? May mga magulang, ayaw nila mag-serve yung mga anak nila sa Diyos eh. Ayaw nila. Father, ipag-pray mo yung anak ko. Bakit? Gusto kasi magpare. Ha? Anong masama doon? Sayang, Father. Ang gwapo pa naman. Ang gwapo pa naman, magpapare lang. Bakit? Anong gusto mo sa anak mo? Gusto ko sana mag-artista. Diba? Ayaw nilang mag-serve yung anak nila sa Diyos. Saan ka punta? Sa simbahan, magsiserve. Wag, palagi ka na lang sa simbahan. Punta ka sa mall, mamasyal ka doon, wag sa simbahan. Bakit? We make it difficult for the child to know Jesus because sometimes you only get to know Jesus when you work for Him. Amen? Meron akong nakakasama ngayon na nagtatrabaho sa ministry. Sabi niya, alam mo, Bishop, noong kitang nakita, akala ko ang yabang mo, suplado ka. Bakit ganyan ang impression niya? Kasi ang layo ng relasyon namin. So ang tingin niya sa akin, mayabang, suplado. Now this person is working with me. Sabi niya, ay, ang bait mo pala. Sabi ko, hindi lang yan. Cute pa. Diba? Hindi niya ako nakikilala dahil hindi kami nagtatrabahong dalawa. But when we get to work together, you'll begin to know me. That's the same thing with Jesus. Ang dami mong idea kay Lord. Dapat si Lord gani. Ang tingin natin kay Jesus, alam mo, perfectionist. Ay, maraming tao ayaw maging Kristiyano. Bakit? You have a God who wants everything perfect. God is perfect, but He is not a perfectionist. Amen? He's not a perfectionist. He loves you and me even though we are not perfect. Mahal na mahal tayo ng Diyos kahit hindi tayo perfect. Why? Because He's not a perfectionist. He is not in love with perfection. God is in love with the person, not the perfection. Pero minsan yan ang ginagawa natin eh. Many years ago, we were in the church. May nag-attend na prostitute. A prostitute came. Hindi ko kilala. I did not know she was a prostitute. Except that the women, yung mga babae, alam nila, prostitute. So dumating, pagpasok ng babae na yon, ang bango ng simbahan, sa perfume niya lang, buong simbahan mabango. Maganda na siya. Ang problema niya, yung makeup niya, 1 inch yung kapal. Sabi ko, ne, ba't ka pa nagme-makeup? Ang ganda-ganda mo na. Eh, yun eh. Yun ang costume niya sa trabaho niya. Dapat mapula ang bibig, makapal yung eyebrow. So she was a prostitute. She came. And the reason she came, because she heard that in the church, there is a God in the church that would heal in spite of your weakness. May sakit yung anak niya. Meron siyang anak na tinatago niya. May sakit. And the child is so sick na hindi kaya ng doktor, hindi kaya ng pera niya. Marami siyang pera. And so, nagmisa, nag-attend siya. During the mass, iyak siya ng iyak. She was crying. E nagtataka ko, sabi ko, anong problema tong babae na to? May kotse naman naghatid sa kanya sa church. Mayaman naman siguro to. Wala namang problema yung mukha nito. Maganda naman. Ba't umiiyak to? Then after the mass, pagkatapos ng misa, nagpaalam sa akin. After we prayed for her child, pinagdasal ko yung anak niya. Nagpaalam siya. Sabi niya, Father, pwede ba akong bumalik next Sunday? Sabi ko, pwede. Amen? So bumalik siya nung following Sunday. Pagbalik niya ng second Sunday, nung nagpe-praise and worship kami, anak ko, talagang magaling siya sumayaw. Pero iba yung sayaw niya. Okay lang. Okay? So habang nagpe-praise and worship kami, talagang sayawan, palakpakan, siya naman ganyan ang ganyan. Okay lang, sige, iba yung sayaw niya. But she was so happy, she was so delighted about God. Until one day, may nagsabi sa kanya, pag nagsimba ka dito, mahiya ka sa Diyos. Iwanan mo na yung trabaho na yan. Napakadumi ng trabaho na yan. Kaya pag nagsimba ka dito, dapat malinis ka. Wow. The following Sunday, she did not come anymore. Bakit? May requirement na napakabigat, hindi pa niya kayang ibigay. Kaya nung nalaman ko, tinanong ko yung mga tao, sino sa inyo nagsisimba na walang kasalanan? Aber, sino sa inyo nagsisimba dito na walang kasalanan? Sige, taas niyo yung kamay niyo. Sino sa inyo nagsisimba dito na inosente, wala talagang kasalanan? Sino sa inyo nagsisimba dito na may kasalanan? O, kasama na ako doon. Lahat tayo makasalanan. Etong tanong ko, ni-require ba kayo ni Jesus na pagpasok nyo dito, dapat perfect ang buhay mo? Did Jesus require you of that? He did not require that. Diba? Sabi ni Jesus sa atin, punta kayo. Lord, makasalanan ako. Sige lang, punta ka. Imbitado kita. And that's what happens when we put stumbling block on people, hindi sila makalapit kay Kristo. Ganun din tayo minsan. We make it hard for people to know Jesus. We should prepare the way for the Lord. We should not be a stumbling block. We should not be the people who will make it hard for people to find Christ. Like John the Baptist, he was the voice crying out in the wilderness. He was in the world. He was in the place where the people are. Sinners, prostitutes, thieves, lahat na makasalanan, nandun si John the Baptist. It was a wilderness crying, make straight for the way of the Lord. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God is coming. Jesus is coming now. Make a highway for Him. Amen. The second time Jesus will arrive, the church will have to prepare the way for Him. Not the John the Baptist. Hindi na si John the Baptist. Tapos na yung trabaho niya. That was on the first advent. The second advent that will come, we prepare the way for Him. Now, Father June, paano namin ma-prepare yung way kay Lord? Unahin mo muna yung sarili mo. Make a highway in your heart. Amen? Amen? Clear your heart. Every valley, every lofty hill, make it level in your heart so that Christ will always have a way in your heart. When we begin to do that, binubuksan natin yung puso natin, piniprepare natin yung puso natin para si Kristo pwedeng pumasok anytime. Pwede siyang pumasok sa puso mo. When we do that, then we can already prepare the way for other people also to know Jesus, to find Christ in their lives.